Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Shane Douglas Stewart, Bittercape, Ashley Tuggle, Mystic Sybil, Pearl Crandall, Christopher Nelson, Alicia Hall, Jens Griem, Caitlin Perry, Eric Wood. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to episode 117 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
100 teen sevens and ones.
Brie Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
Helen Gold.
And who are you playing?
A badly said number.
Ben's all sassy now.
I've been away, I've built up. It's Grizzle. Hello.
Hamid Salahurin Altahan.
Sasha. And Azu.
Now, you may notice it's been a few months.
Oh.
So, you know, we're all...
They won't have noticed.
It's been a week for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well...
You're horrible and we hate you. We had to wait so long.
So, you know, continuity, we'll see...
Jesus. Having his birthday. Ugh.
So we'll see if we can get the continuity working. As a recap, which I think we all need... You were in Damascus, you were all sorting out a water shortage and also machinery problems and, oh look, someone's building simulacrums and so on. And then...
You were saving the world again.
Yes, yes, that's the simplest way of putting it. However, whilst you were in the factory, there was a brief fight with a Medusa that you just annihilated again.
Oh, classic.
Just really annihilated.
They got quite a bit of damage in before.
Oh, sure, but I mean, three of the party aren't statues, yeah. So that's a big failing on my part. That's on me. That's on me. I've learned my lessons. Like, I won't be doing that again. Always use more than one Medusa. That's a hot take. Always use more than one Medusa.
What if they accidentally look at each other?
Always use two Medusas with one eye each. That'll
solve
the
problem.
Blinkers, better.
Also,
Wimples.
Like, Medusas are immune to each other because the Gorgons, they were all sisters, so they must have lived with each other.
Or maybe they were just really passive aggressive. They just left notes but never actually met face to face. So you did manage to take out that. And then you got a rather distressing message. And yeah. And that one was basically, we have your people and their hostages. And there was a mirror, wasn't there?
See, everyone, you'll feel like fools now for having people you care about.
Everyone knows pro players have no ties.
I'm a lone wolf and an orphan.
Also, each of my parents was a lone wolf orphan.
It's just everyone you like died.
Yeah.
It's good Bertie wasn't around. Who would they have taken for Bertie? He didn't even care about Brutor anymore.
It's fine. They'd clone Bertie and then take Bertie. That's the only valid... I've already considered what would have been the solution to that problem.
Pile of money.
Steal his armour.
So, having taken that out, there was a little bit of strife with Grisop wanting to stay and finish the job even though there were things afoot.
Yes.
And Azu being like, we have to rescue people because gods. And also, people are nice, we should rescue them.
Ah, but we should have to stay here because gods.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So that happened. You briefly shot Einstein.
Right.
That happened.
Oh, yes.
Someone appears, I shoot them. Ah, why?
Well, you shouldn't teleport into rooms.
It's kind of
his shtick, though.
But yeah. You did manage to get teleported to Rome, where things are
bad.
Terrible.
Things went from bad to worse.
Everyone apart from Grisop, to
then
be specific.
Then worse.
So we have the issue of the sun's weird. It's incredibly hot when you're in the sun, and it's incredibly cold when you're in the shade.
Oh,
and there's teleporty wolf things that were just...
Those are nasty.
Just destroying
bad.
You.
Yeah.
Specifically Einstein.
You're smiling so much, Alex, and I don't like it.
It's because there's a solid chance I could strand the entire party in the one part of the world where I can't get them back out again.
Entire party?
I'm going to stand by that statement.
The world eventually ends up just populated by Bens.
And all of Ben's characters stretching
It's
out.
Like the and final it... scene of Matrix 3. Being Ben Valkovich.
You'll come out of the wasteland and every character is Ben. Oh, that is a tempting result.
In the grim darkness of the far future,
there is only Ben.
And he speaks in pig Latin. War us having us against us, Benus.
So, as it stands, you are all sheltering at the bottom of a taverna. Is that the right?
We're in a basement.
Well, it's Rome,
nice,
so it wouldn't be taverna.
Secure basement.
I mean, by which you mean the windows and doors are
super. It's a basement.
Basically opened.
There's one entrance.
Is there?
What windows?
No, there's a.
It's underground.
There's definitely.
Right?
There's a cold chute. There is definitely a way out.
Meanwhile, we have
the wall.
Yes, there would definitely be a way for the barrels to be rolled down.
Correct.
Into.
That's
the
how
basement.
You got in.
Oh, what? No, there should be two then, because there'd be the one for the barrels and the one for the people.
Yeah, there's the stairs. The blocked stairs.
So there are... Oh, God. Great guys who just canonically, like, locked us in. Cheers.
Meanwhile, we have Grisop, who has single-handedly flooded the entire factory at this stage, briefly spent some time finding out where the water was going, which was down the mine, and just went, no, I won't go down there. There was a solid consideration of that, but no. Attempted and failed, not through lack of effort, to destroy a funnel, but then got caught in his pants by a load of orcs at the top of a mountain. And also
he was in Diet Coke ads. I remember
he was
Coke
specifically
ad.
In a Diet Coke yeah. ad, yes. And on top of all of that, he was forced to admit that there were two options here. You could either leave me alone or
it was killing you
that
or
was
asking
it.
For help.
So we're gonna give everyone what they want, which is we're gonna start with Grisop in his pants.
Yeah, that's what the fans want.
None of those high stake nonsense.
And by the fans I mean everyone except Ben.
So starting with Grisop in his pants, the last thing that has been yelled is that needing help thing. So
yeah.
You are by the funnel trying to sort of take it out whilst the river's still heading down into the funnel. It's still hidden behind that angled illusion thing. And all of the orcs are sort of have managed now to circle around the hole where the water's going in. So you got, you're counting at least 40 orcish heads all looking down a bit confused. They all step away from the hole, and even from where you are with the rushing water, you hear them. The original orc pokes his head over, then all the rest.
You okay? One sec.
Then all the heads go away again.
What?
I will go back to hacking at a support with an adamantine arrow.
Okay. You hear the sounds of major activity up top. It sounds like lots of people, and whatever they're doing, they're having a lot more success than you are down there. Like, major landscaping type things. Eventually, the original orc pokes his head back over.
Right, you're going to want to move.
What? Oh.
Okay.
That would be good.
Fine.
All right, I'll put the arrow back in the quiver and climb back up.
So you go up the stairs, and eventually you make it to the same place where you would be able to hop out onto the ledge. I'm assuming you do so.
Yes.
Okay. You hop out, there's this brief fuzz of the illusion, and now you're looking down at a completely, perfectly fine thing where the river is not there, etc. Blah, blah, blah. You also see... Give me a perception check, actually. First one of the year. Make it bad.
It was averagely rubbish. 14.
14! Welcome to 2019. It's mediocre. So you look around, and what you see, maybe 60 orcs, maybe more, hard to tell. Like, they're all moving around
a
doing activities. You realise that a lot of them seem to be disappearing up the river, like, through the illusion. So you have the weird thing of, like, there's probably 60, but every time they walk about 20 feet up the hill, like, they disappear. Yeah. But that's where all of the activity seems to be happening, and you're face-to-face with a strapping young buck of an orc. They are rugged.
The listeners, she's like, swipe right.
You've been playing too much Dream Daddy.
Yeah, this is like seduce. Oh,
does the strong orc have a small child that they are caring for?
Oh, yes, but it's in their papoose. They're not carrying it in their arm. No, so the orc does
press
not.
Press B to flirt.
What the orc does have is rather, like, long and lustrous hair for an orc. Normally they tend to go more bald,
Helen,
whereas this one's...
literally melted.
This one's wearing a shirt that, like, cuts down to the navel, and is he standing in front of a fan?
He's not wearing a shirt.
Does he have piercings and tattoos, Alex?
He does!
It's really weird.
And he's there with...
I'm going to need a moment.
you see strapped across his back is a huge... It looks like a sledgehammer. It doesn't look like a war weapon. It looks like a massive sledgehammer. And you notice around his belt he's got, like, tools and, like, carabiners.
See, now I'm into this.
You can't punch all your problems.
How practical is...
he has one pocket that's empty just in case he finds something that needs to go in that pocket.
With strong hands.
And he's just sort of looking down at you. He doesn't seem particularly disapproving, mostly just a bit suspicious because you're aware all of the water's been going. He's just like,
so, I feel like I should ask you what's a bit more detail
about
with...
The situation's going on with the river going down the hole and me being there in my pants trying to destroy it. Yeah, right. That.
Go on, then.
Right. So...
I'm going to cut back to Rome.
So, in Rome, we have forgotten one awkward fact to do with the weather. You may have taken shelter in this sort of taverna basement.
Mm.
I'm going to keep saying taverna because it's stuck in my mind now. Whether that's right or not, I don't think it is. It's going to be cold down there.
Oh,
like, no. Real, real cold. So even though the sun hasn't actually apparently set, it seems a bit overdue, it is properly cold down in the basement. Like, you are seeing your breath frosting in front of you.
Little fire on the floor.
Endure Elements lasts 24 hours, and I cast it about 4 hours ago.
But only on yourself, because then things started exploding, and you were like, note, don't explode the party.
Mm. I'm going to start fire. I've got survival-y stuff.
Okay. Can you give me a
survival check? Yeah.
For what it's worth, you can light a fire. This is more telling, like, whether you manage to hide the smoke and blah, 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 blah.
So it's just a wisdom modifier, because it's an untrained skill. Fortunately, Sasha is surprisingly wise, but she did roll a 3, so that's only 5.
So you are able to light a fire. Again, to clarify, actually, rules with Rusty Quill, it's the new year. One of the things that really annoys me is in the survival check, it's like, if you get a 5, you just can't light a fire. It's like, great, so I just do it again. Like, it's a very...
Yeah, I'll take 10.
Yeah, it's
in
a very...
fact, I'll take 20.
It's a very, very silly thing. But what that I use instead as an alternate is it tells me the quality of what you've done in terms of, like, if you were, like, a 15, it'd be like, great, this is a sunken fire, no one can see it, you've got enough fuel, whereas at the lower end, it's like you've had to scrape stuff together, blah, blah, blah. So you have a fire lit. It is a bit of a meagre thing, mostly because there's not actually that much stuff to burn down here.
That's okay, we do want to create a lot of smoke.
It's a lot of ceramics rather than anything else. So you're not generating a lot of smoke. You're also, frankly, not generating a lot of heat. It's it's mostly throwing the place into weird, like, flickering shapes.
Can I have my fire dagger as well?
Fire daggers don't give off warmth unless they're stabbing.
I stab
myself repeatedly.
A sack of some kind, and then, like, hold it for fire damage warmth.
But surely we need to huddle together for warmth.
Anyone want to get stabbed?
Okay.
No, thank you.
All right, never mind.
Einstein is currently huddled up, like, in a broken amphora, shivering a little bit.
I could try casting Enduring Elements again, but we know that it's a bit risky if anyone really needs it.
There is another howl in the distance.
Oh, no. I wonder if they're attracted to magic or something.
I've been wondering that as well, yeah.
What do you want?
Are you okay?
I'm good, yeah.
I think, yeah, maybe huddling together for warmth is a good idea. I've got a big cloak.
Can I pick Einstein out of the amphora and cuddle him?
Yes, you can.
Yes. I need to roll for cuddle.
Your armour is very cold. Please stop. Please stop. This is horrible.
Okay.
10 out of 10 for sentiment.
Thank you.
3 out of 10 for execution.
I'll take my leather jacket off and... Oh, actually, no, my cloak of elvenkind. Wrap him in a cloak of elvenkind.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
It's
this
also
is...
sneakier.
Yeah, this is a good solid 8.
Yeah. Out of...
10. Let's say 10.
Oh, okay, all right, good. Yeah.
He kind of...
And wait, 10 is high.
Yes.
All right.
Not one for formal education.
I'm
me
just...
too.
Right? Like, what's the point in thinking the same way everyone else does?
I know, right?
That way you don't even end up... Like, that. Those are the people that
everyone
go through doors.
Everyone give me a sense
motive. 31.
What?
She's very empathetic.
What did you roll?
Also, is that a natural 20?
That's a natural 20, and my sense motive is 11.
God, we'll be shocked to know 14. That Azu is extremely empathetic.
So
I got 9.
So no one else is kind of tweaking this. Azu, obviously Einstein is one teleport short of a party, I don't know. But there is you're realising that even for him, he's a little bit out of it. Like, he's clearly the worse for wear, and it's coming out in prattling. And I realise that he normally prattles, but you are like, this is a little disjointed even for you. Because he's just started being like, now the thing about a number 2 pencil, you see, is it's underrated.
Mm. How about you go to sleep, mate?
I would if I could.
OC point of memory. Did anybody heal Einstein? Or is
yes.
That...
yes. He was healed enough to be stabilised, okay. But he's at, to be clear, he's at like 6 hit points.
That's
or
fine. It means he's mechanically absolutely fine.
Yeah. In any other game. But yeah, he's just there and he's like, okay, no, that's fine. He starts mumbling and he's just kind of, he crawls back into his amphora and you hear the occasional, oh, yeah. Potter.
I'm probably just going to like, guard the amphora since I can't help with heat or anything.
There is another strong howl that's taken up in a different location, and then a second one which overlaps with it, so you know it's not just one bouncing between locations and howling.
Do we need to move soon, or do we hide?
I think we have to try and rest. I mean, the professor definitely needs it. I could really use it. I'm sure you guys could as well.
I'll take a watch.
We definitely need to set watches though, yeah.
You folks nap.
Can everyone please give me, apart from Hamid, sorry, an Endure Elements?
That's just a con...
That is not a thing in this system.
It's been a while since I played Pathfinder.
Yeah, can everyone give me a fort save, please?
20 non-natural.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You've got a really high.
That was an 11.
Yeah. So, Sasha, you're handling it all right. Yay! It's almost like growing up in cold, dark underground spaces makes one more used to cold, dark underground spaces. Yeah. Meanwhile, Azu, yeah, your armour, you know how it picks up the heat? Also radiates it as well. You cold. You real cold. You're not taking damage yet, but you will not get any rest. Like, if you were to stay here another, like, until everyone had a full rest, you will not be rested.
I'm going
to
take the armor off.
Okay. Einstein is also clearly sort of shivering despite the cloak, but I don't know if there's much you can do for him.
One thing about that, in Pathfinder, I think it takes you about 10 minutes to put your armor back on. So if you suddenly get beset, well, it's straps.
It's big armor.
That's the problem with heavy armor.
You can't just throw it on and go. I'm happy.
Protection or comfort?
Yeah, I think it'll be. I think it's minutes equal to the armor check penalty.
See, you're on.
That
full
sounds
health.
About right, actually. Yeah.
Oh no, not full, but like you're.
I'm doing well, is what you're trying to. Also, say.
You are as healthy as I could possibly be, and I am not that healthy.
I mean, survival skills that Hammond definitely doesn't have, but literally the best way to warm Einstein up would be body warmth. Once you've taken your armor off, you should snuggle him.
Oh, categorically,
you would probably know that in character.
Actually, give me a heal check.
What? Okay.
You have heal. You have all the heal. You're from Aphrodite.
I do have heal. That is only a 14.
Only a 14?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huddling together will conserve a lot of body warmth. The fire's giving out more light than is heat. Doesn't mean you should necessarily stop it, but huddling is totally the thing that you should do. And regardless of whether it takes you a long time to put the armor on or take it off, you reckon it's probably a better idea to take the armor off and stop your party freezing. Yeah. But again, it is a sort of flip a coin.
So Sasha is going to stick her head out of the hole, which means that you can focus on keeping everyone inside the thing warm.
For what it's worth,
huddling with the little ones.
There's a reason that you're finding it easy then.
Mm.
You're basically on a boundary between baking hot desert and ice cold midnight desert, so you can just kind of bit hot, step out, bit cold.
Just use a fan a bit to move the air around. Yeah.
Okay, in which case I do take the armour off and then I look at Hamid.
Okay.
And I say, we should do like penguins and...
What are penguins?
They're small birds that huddle together for warmth in the cold.
Oh, you're saying we should huddle together?
Yes.
Okay.
Hamid went to university.
Hamid doesn't need to know everything.
Skip zoology.
I just decided he didn't know what a penguin was. The thought amused me. I was like, yeah, roll with it.
It's not used as a component in any of the major spells.
Although I like Talon's face, which is, wait, a penguin's not a thing in this.
It's fine.
There are dragons, but no penguins.
So
what kind of nightmare plane is this?
Swim, don't be absurd.
So, we're going to take a break whilst I list all of the animals in this world in alphabetical order, okay?
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma, a new sci-fi comedy podcast. Join me, Trexel Geistman.
Oh, and also me, David Seven.
David, will you please be quiet? As you follow the adventures of Stella Firma Limited's most effortlessly charming and respected planet designer, working to make your requests a reality.
And me, his clone assistant, who actually writes things down.
David, one more word out of you and I'm putting your head in a vacuum tube. Season 1 premieres on February the 15th and is available for free via iTunes, Spotify and all other good podcast players. For more information, visit rustyquill.com.
Trexel, can we please get back to the brief now?
Right, that's it. Into that tube.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Last but not least, aardvark. That is all the animals in this extant world.
Yeah. I'd expect nothing less of Alex.
No. So, with that in mind, back to Grizzop.
Hello. And that is basically everything, okay? So, a bit tired. Can we just get this river sorted out so Damascus doesn't die?
Yeah, great. Step back. A lot. He starts walking back away from the hole.
Fine.
I'll hop away, like, putting a shoe on.
There's a low rumble. Like, a really, really low rumble. The rumble builds, and you hear the distinct sounds of shifting rock. And then suddenly...
That's a very distinctive sound.
Breaking through the illusion comes just... It appears to be some kind of landslide or something. You're talking, like, boulders the size of cars. All of this starts pouring down into the hole, and you hear the distinct clang of... car-sized boulders hitting a funnel and really, really messing it up. A huge amount of, like, earth and rock and stuff starts smacking down into it until eventually it starts to subside and there's just the odd, like, dropping piece and something. There is dust everywhere. Thankfully, it's being dealt with quite quickly. The river still appears to be pouring into the hole from where you can see, and the illusion is still there, showing that there's nothing there. So it's you have, like, this weird, narrow window of loads and loads and loads and loads of rocks, and now it's finished. There's loads of dust, a river that's still not there because of the illusion, and a hole that isn't there because of the illusion.
I'm going to excitedly grab a small rock that I can carry, run up to the side of the pit, throw it in and go, "Suck it, hole!"
You hear, despite all of the roar of the water, you hear a splash.
Helen, don't know what you mean.
I'm so sorry.
Sink.
You wouldn't happen to be able to dispel or get rid of magic, would you?
Not that, no. Sorry. Oh, no, hang on, wait. Thanks, by the way.
Yep.
Trumps over, sticks his head in the hole, brings it up. Turns around and there's, like, moisture across all of his face. So, yep, that's probably going to be fine.
Okay,
So, very quickly, Ben question. Can I get rid of it using spellcraft, or do I need, like, a special arcane disenchant?
You
thing?
Could not get rid of it. You spellcraft would know what it is. You would need a dispel or something
fine.
Similar.
So I'm aware that, no, that's not something.
No, you, for what it's worth, dispelling it is easier than making the thing, but you're still going to need someone quite good because, like, there are checks.
I need to be an arcane caster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fine.
I don't think Hamid could. I don't think he has dispel yet, does he?
No, it's a feat you have to take.
There you go.
Wild, basically.
Yeah, yeah, effectively, yeah.
Oh, wait, actually, if we could find Oscar Wilde, he'll be able to do it. In Damascus.
Okay, give me a... You know what, come with me, come with me. He starts walking and then just disappears up the illusion that leads upriver.
I'll run after.
Second you're upriver, there's everybody. Turns out they weren't using magic to shift stuff, but in the sort of gorge valley that's up at the top where they've basically been lining it all along the side, you can see they've driven like iron stakes in along the whole length and let the river pull it in.
How long did that take them?
Good question. But you're not there, are you?
I mean, I'm just saying... If they knew about this already, why were they complaining about the river situation down in Damascus? They've been working at this for a while.
So, the orc stands there, sort of holds his out. Bronk! Holds his hand out to you.
Sorry, was that Bronk or Brock?
Bronk.
Bronk. Okay, nice to meet you, Bronk. Grizzop.
My name's Brock. Weird. Hey, Grizzop. So, we're kind of in the middle of a thing. You can join us if you're Artemis, right?
Yes.
Yeah, great. So we seem to have found a river that's coming out in our settlement. We've managed to clear all of the children and so on, but there's been decent landslide and we're trying to sort of find out what's been happening. You seem to have a lot of info.
Right. Your settlement is where? Not Damascus, somewhere.
Well, it's above Damascus, isn't it? It's downriver though.
Right.
So we're trying to find out what's happening. Apparently someone's redirected the river. You've given me a lot to think on.
Are you?
He's kind of
Minus?
Thinking. No.
Do you live by a mine?
No. Someone better not be mining under us. That's our land.
Oh, well, I mean, the kind of person who built an evil factory underneath and stole Damascus's river, probably the kind of person who's going to mine under your land without telling you. So, it's possible that that's the case, because lots of water went down a mine.
Mm.
And it might be that it came out near your settlement.
He cups his hand around his mouth and goes, "Oi! Huddle!" At which point, about 50 orcs all start coming down the gorge.
Or are you
huddling? Yeah, okay, you can huddle too.
Okay.
Grizzop by the knees!
Grizzop is surrounded by big, burly thighs as far as his eyes can
Helen
see.
Helen needs a moment.
So many knees to shoot off if I have to.
Right. So we know that it's been going down the mine, apparently, and we know that it's swept our thing. Someone's been under our land. There's a big kind of furor, and everyone's not happy with that. One of them yells, "It's probably the goblins!" He's like, "Look, we've no reason to suspect it's the goblins."
Just quick, I know, hello, a goblin, obviously, but as far as we know, it's humans. Some sort of horrible cult.
Right.
Although they probably got goblins to build it, I don't think goblins were involved with the running of it.
I don't think there's much more we can do here. I think we have to go back down and start dealing with this in Damascus. All in favour? There's a like about three quarters of them put their hands up. The ones who don't are like goblins. They're not really doing much. They're just there being naysayers. Right, fine. You got 10 minutes. Everyone starts scurrying about activity. Turns to you. Who's this wild then?
Oh, he's a member of the meritocracy. Someone we know, powerful illusionist, so could probably get rid of the illusion, I'm assuming, or would know somebody who could.
Do you reckon he'll be at the meritocratic office thing?
Probably.
Perfect.
He's got an office there.
You okay to come with us?
Yes.
Great. I'm going to jump to Rome.
Whoomph!
No, I was hoping that things would not happen there for a bit longer.
Nope. So, Rome.
Yep.
The howls continue. And then there's a distinct third. So you hear the occasional howl in the distance, completely different direction, howl in the distance, etc. Then at some point, there is a howl that turns into a yelped scream.
Ooh, good.
And then the howling stops.
I mean, you're the one on watch, and you have excellent perception skills. I would suggest
give me a perception check.
You try and work out which direction that came from.
Yeah, me and Hamid are spooning.
23.
With Einstein between us.
23.
Yeah.
So there are two things that I'm going to give you with that. Number one is that there's been a decent amount of the howls have clearly been in midair. That's one of the things. And the cry that came from a yelp was comparatively close and was also at ground level. You wouldn't be able to pin it down like your inner city. Like, I could say, like, over there, I guess. It's broadly back the way you came, but apart from that...
There's something out there. I'm going to check it out. Pulls her cloak of elvenkind off that I assume it's been over the top of them. And, like, heads out.
Are you going to be okay alone?
Well, you guys need to rest.
Better to wait till morning. I mean, morning, still.
I don't want it to just sneak up on us and, you know...
Best way to stop that is to stay where we are, not to go out seeking something.
Yeah, we shouldn't split up alone.
I'm sorry, Sasha, but we'll go as soon as we're ready.
Fine, I guess, but...
You might need to rest too at some point.
We should go soon. It's going to find us, whatever it is.
You hear... I'm basing this off your earlier perception check, by the way. I can't be bothered doing check after check after check.
No.
There's definite movement approaching your location. However, it's something that's trying to be quiet, and you didn't see any visual evidence when you were looking.
Nabs the Cloak of Elvenkind and sneaks off. It's coming. I'm going to flank it. You prepare. Like, guard that entrance. So she's going to head out and try and get around the thing so that if it's heading towards them.
Mm-hmm. Give me a stealth check first.
Ooh, okay, so that's 17 plus 20. So 37.
37.
Okay. 3-7. It's stealth check 3-7.
Oh, 3-7. Okay. Cheers, Ben. I'm so lost there.
Back on.
So, Sasha's gone, and you're not sure she was ever there to begin with.
It's a retroactive sneak check. You just imagined this whole time.
Give me another perception check for this one. Because this is looking with something in mind.
Oh, that's only 19.
19?
Yep.
Take this description how you will.
Okay.
You hear the sound of something definitely not making a noise, and you see something that definitely can't be seen. There is definitely something around, and you have no idea where.
Well,
it's basically, you are basing this almost entirely on that little prickly bit at the back of your neck when someone's looking at you.
Okay, so let's say the layout. So essentially, there's a basement which has a hole that you get out of the basement onto the main street, as you do in a pub when you're trying to roll barrels down. So Sasha's going to very intensely sneakily sneak out of that, along that street a little way, and then cross the street so that she's huddled in the shadow of a building that is diagonally facing it. So essentially, if anything comes towards that hole, she will be able to throw a dagger or plunge something into the back of its head.
Okay.
And that is, in fact, more relaxing for her than seeing in the basement. So, just like gets a blossom of well-being. Oh.
Alex isn't happy.
Yeah. That means that we are very happy.
Alex rolled a natural one on the only roll that the character that he's about to describe had to make.
A stealthy character lets out a little fart.
A piece of rock.
I have the little one as well.
A piece of disturbed rock.
Yep.
It's
crazy!
Tips off the roof above you. And lands at your feet.
I didn't take that.
Everyone, apart from Grizzop, please give me an initiative. That just cost me a surprise round! Do you have any idea how annoyed I am?
Is this another mechanically complex and very powerful enemy that they will immediately kill very easily?
They can't.
I mean, we didn't get to rest, so I have very few spells.
Correct!
Well, that's a 2. Also, I did say that I put my armour back on.
So is that 2 on the roll or 2 for the initiative?
Oh. Well, isn't my initiative minus 1?
Yes.
Yeah, it might be.
So is your initiative...
1.
1. Okay.
Yeah.
Sasha?
27.
25.
Sasha, you are certain there is something on the roof above you?
Yep.
It's your turn.
I am going to essentially climb up it in the speediest acrobatic way possible.
The building is 15 foot tall, the front of it.
I think I could probably jump that.
I would allow you to climb or acrobatics it. It's so ruinous that you could do either. You could do bouncing or climbing. Okay.
Because I've got 6 more points in that.
That's how that works.
And
it won't be stealthy at all, probably.
That's fine.
I mean, she's going to be fighting it, right? So yeah. It's going to notice.
Yeah, I am not going to sneak up on this thing, I assume.
Okay.
Can't I get to the top and push it off the building?
Yeah, that's a valid action, but you would have to go up and reveal yourself to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. If I get this acrobatics check, can I do the fact that I'm flipping through its space so that it's flat-footed?
I would allow that, yes.
Roll first.
That's fine.
That is,
hear that? That subtle pitch bend of despair.
Right, that's 24.
24?
Yeah.
So you manage to flip up onto the top.
Yep.
There's no one there. You land perfectly placed to shove someone off the wall.
I stab the air in a slashing motion all around me.
Okay. Give me an attack roll.
Classic Zelda spin attack.
Oh, that wasn't good.
Oh, no.
So that's 19.
19?
Yep.
I have to make an additional roll.
Oh, okay.
This would be the mischance based on concealment. All right.
Nothing there, presumably.
Okay, she's gonna grip, like, this woman is not getting pushed off. If it means, if there's no wall there and she has to crouch because she's on a roof, that's fine. But, like, you ain't pushing this lady
Understood.
Off the roof.
Hamid, you're up. Sasha has stealthed away.
Is Azu's armour fully on yet? I assist.
Okay, good to know.
I believe halves the amount of time.
It does. It does. It will take you, if I remember, what's your armour penalty? So what's the minus you're getting from your armour?
Where on earth is it?
Wait, it might
Pretty
be
sure
in
it's four.
Have it flip over.
It should be near the armour.
Mine's minus three. Oh, you haven't written down. Okay, you're wearing an agile breastplate?
Yes.
Yeah, it's minus three.
Okay, great. So there's a fun little rule in Pathfinder. I can't remember if it's core or not, but it's still good, which is that your armour check penalty, which is, you know, the negative for wearing big bulky armour, is how long it takes to put on. Great. So minus three means it takes 3 minutes. With assistance, it'll take 1.5 minutes.
Yeah, and we started before we rolled initiative, so we'll have made some progress.
So you're looking at what,
a few rounds.
Like 6 rounds before all your armour's on?
Really?
Yeah.
Rounds are very quick.
Rounds are like 15 seconds.
The time lensing is really extreme.
I'm just going to have to do this half-armoured. I'll only have my legs
half-armed.
Sasha, what's your AC, hypothetically?
20.
She'll be flat-footed if she doesn't know there's an assailant there.
I do know there's an assailant. It's just where...
I think that's Alex's call.
There is the important thing.
Okay, fair.
Irritatingly, she does.
Fair.
Infuriatingly, she does.
He respects the critical fail.
Yeah.
So...
That's never good. Roll some dice and laugh.
Yeah. So, Sasha.
Yep.
Stud, braced, ready for someone potentially invisible, who knows, to push her off.
Or attack or stab. Yes.
The first blow comes from immediately overhead, from a place where no one could possibly have been Stud. It is brutal and slams into the side of her head with amazing force before she can catch her breath and even see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The second blow comes in on the opposite side, on the left midriff. Mm-hmm. It doesn't throw her prone, but it is brutally hard and deals 27 damage.
Okay, I'm...
Frick.
Oh my god!
3 hit points.
No!
Some sort of swear word.
Yeah.
Einstein.
She shouts.
Oh, there we go.
What?
In pain.
Einstein freezes, then comes over and starts helping Azu with Azu's armour. Azu, I'm assuming you're putting on your armour. Or are you bailing? You heard the scream. What's happening? What's happening, Azu?
You've got 6 seconds to decide!
Well, no, you've only got like 1 second to decide and then 5 seconds to do it.
I am going to hurry up putting on my armour.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I don't know how badly you're hurt!
Sasha, you're up.
I'm going to flip to the other side of the roof and throw a bomb to where I just was.
Has the person become visible?
No.
Yeah, because they attacked.
Oh, Jesus, they've got greater invisibility, not just invisibility.
Okay, so...
Don't tell us these things!
It only lasts a certain number of rounds.
It could be a spell-like ability. We don't know it's a spell.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's going to flip to the other side of the roof and throw a bomb to where she just was.
Give me the acrobatics roll.
Okay, that's 18 plus 15, 33.
You know what's nice about your acrobatics roll? I never need to look up what it would take to stop you. And it makes the game go so much faster.
It's a counter-acrobatics roll.
It's true, but I happen to know, I don't think they could get that, whatever them are.
Basically, if I roll above 10...
I'm safe. I'm safe as houses. Don't bother looking it up. What's the point? Why roll it? Why bother?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a bomb, though. It doesn't do a huge amount of damage.
So you flip
and
you throw the bomb. I need you to be specific on the map.
Precise. If she was here and something hit her above, she essentially rolls and flips over here and throws the bomb to exactly where she was.
Okay, give me the attack roll.
Come on, Sesha. Die well.
Don't die at all.
Oh, that's only 17.
Ooh.
There'll still be missed chance. But splash.
What's the splash damage?
Splash.
The splash damage is 3.
3.
The bomb explodes,
yeah.
Apparently doing nothing.
Oh, okay.
But in the air above it, you see a brief, peculiar shimmer to the air.
That's what I was hoping for.
There's a moment where you think you see, like, purple, like, you know, oil slick on water? Like that, if that was something skin, but then the
shape of what?
We'll never know. And I think I will end the episode there.
Okay, 3 hit points, everyone.
Yep.
3.
Everything's exactly fine.
Something perfectly invisible.
That's the way
by yourself.
It should
go. Yeah, let's make the audience wait a week, shall we?
Now take
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Wait a week. We waited months. Deal with it.
Yeah. Just all of you practice your eulogies for Sasha, and we'll see you next week.
Genuinely, she's going to, like, shout again, I think, as she flips. Well, it'll be loud.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
It's not good.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Starts building, and you realise it's coming from the far side of the illusion.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this soundscape.
Yeah.
So the rumbling continues.
There's some pots and pans fall over, then there's a dog is let
no,
out and
these,
runs around.
These do not happen. These aren't things that happen.
The birds fall out of the sky.
Then a brass band walks past.
None of this is happening! None of this is happening! So, there are a few things you can get to me at, but extra work is one of them. So.
Everybody's stomachs rumble at the same time.
Of course.
James walks in with a cold.
Send him back.
Also, when you guys were huddled up, all I could think of was Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Jake.
Yes!
Down that hall. As he was rolling. Oh, no.
Yes, I'm absolutely Terry.
I can see myself as Boyle.
And obviously you are 100% Rosa.
Just a thing. Yeah.
What?
That makes wild Chelsea Peretti's character.
Yes.
She's just so extra.
Yes.
And she's all about the rest of my time. She's an illusionist. It's so perfect.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe.Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.